A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. As the time approached when he was to be taken from this world, he firmly resolved to proceed toward Jerusalem and sent messengers ahead of him. These entered a Samaritan town to prepare for his passing through, but the Samaritans would not welcome him because he was on his way to Jerusalem. When his disciples James and John saw this, they said, "Lord, would you not have us call down fire from heaven to destroy them?" He turned toward them only to reprimand them. Then they set off for another town. As they were making their way along, someone said to him, "I will be your follower wherever you go." And Jesus said to this one, "The foxes have lairs, the birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." And to another he said, "Come, come after me." The man replied, "Let me bury my father first." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their dead. Come away and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said to him, "I will be your follower, Lord, but first let me take leave of my people at home." Jesus answered him, "Whoever puts his hand to the plow but keeps looking back is unfit for the reign of God." The Gospel of our Lord. It is though this is a training section in Luke. Many of the commentaries acknowledge that there's a large section here, chapters 9, verse 51, the one we began with today, through chapter 18, that the stories and parables are almost exclusively only found in Luke. That for some reason, the evangelist and the evangelist community places them within the context and the framework of Jesus' last journey to Jerusalem. It's as though these chapters, these next 9 chapters in Luke, are a discipleship 101 training. Perhaps the first 9 chapters are more like philosophy and theory, and these chapters, 9 through 18, are more about skill development, observation, and praxis. For instance, in chapter 7, Jesus is teaching, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." Love your enemy and do good. Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. And then fast forward to today's passage. These first 5 verses. James and John, having been unwelcomed, having been turned down with Jesus in Samaria, are convinced of the righteousness and power of Jesus' teachings and of being his followers, and they are sure they know what to do next. "Lord, would you not have us call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" Oh my, how familiar this tone is to me in my own voice when I pronounce the obvious consequence of another's pitiable choice. When it is obvious to me that they do not get it. Yet, Jesus reprimands this tone in his disciples. He undoes this obvious conclusion. No, no, no. He seems to say, how does such a thing, calling down fire to destroy, connect in any way with love your enemies? Be good to those who hate you. Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. No, disciples, you are being called to, and you are choosing being present in a new way. No longer us and them. We all have one Father. Sisters and brothers, we are one. This is the vision of Reign of God. This is Reign of God, awareness and consciousness. The separation of Eden is being healed back into a whole of belonging. As disciples, retribution, payback, it doesn't fit anymore. Using the energy, the power, the beauty of fire to destroy earth, housing, food, persons? No. We will simply leave this place. Our leaving gives the Samaritan people the space to continue their own becoming, to what they're being called into, much the same as you, my disciple. This rebuke, this reprimand, is to slow you down so you can remember that I do mean love your enemy. Be good to those who hate you. Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. As disciples of Christ, we are called to be present in our small space of the cosmos in a profoundly unusual, different, unexpected way, the way of compassion. This way of compassion as a disciple, according to theologian Anthony Giddens, necessitates our authentic availability to and presence in encounter, table fellowship, foot washing, and boundary crossing. There is an urgency in this way of discipleship, identified as compassion. Our world aches for these. So much around us, broken, bruised, used. Perhaps another skill that we're invited to become better at in this passage today is the solid discerning of a profound urgency for compassion and mercy needed right here, right now, today, not later, not after the burial, not after taking care of the details of this or that, but now. Our call as disciples is to encounter, to welcome all at the table, to wash feet, and to cross boundaries. This is a call to be present in our small space of the cosmos as compassion and mercy. It is a call of a vision that no longer holds us and them. It is a call with a vision that undoes the illusion of separation and replaces it with the Reign of God.